بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned whoever believes in Allah سبحانه وتعالى من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر and the last day then he should speak good or otherwise remain silent. Yesterday we mentioned about the Muhaddith As-Sukkari who had made his tongue very, very sweet and he spoke very politely. He was not harsh with his tongue. In his dealings also he was very polite. And we gave the few examples of how sweet tongue we should be. A sweet tongue does not mean we just entice somebody, we dupe somebody and deceive somebody. But it literally means that we are kind and polite in our speech to others, we're not harsh. And also in our dealings. His dealings also were very, very good, polite. They were not cruel in any way. He didn't harm any person. There are various ahadith regarding control of the tongue, and especially in the month of Ramadan, it is of utmost importance that we have full control of our tongue. Somebody asked Rasulullah SAW, "Man najat? What is salvation? How do I gain salvation?" Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had mentioned three things. We'll just mention the first part. Amlik alayka lisanak. Have full control over your tongue. In other words, before we speak, we should think what we are saying. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, Pehle tol, phir bol. First, weigh and measure your words before you speak. Pehle tol, phir bol. And sometimes, the manner in which we respond to a person or we speak, we could have said it in a very cruel way, but if we just change the wordings and say it more politely, it has a different effect. There was a king who had seen a dream. All his teeth, one after the other, were falling off. He became very perturbed. He asked somebody for the interpretation. And rightfully, the person interpreted the dream correctly. And he told the king, well, your wife is going to die, your children are all going to die. And then you're going to die. So he was correct in what interpretation he gave, but this angered the king. My wife is going to die, my children are all going to die. So he got this person executioned. He asked somebody else, what's your interpretation? So all this person said, he said the same thing but in a different way. He said, you're going to be the last person of your family to leave this world. And right till you are going to be in this world, you will remain as a king. It meant the same thing, that his wife will pass away first, the children, and then he will pass away. But this person didn't even talk about the wife and children passing away before. He said, well, you will be the last person from your family to die. And as long as you'll be living, you'll still be the king. The king got so happy, gave him gifts. So the manner in which we say things, it makes a big difference. In the month of Ramadan, women folk are fasting. They're also human beings. And it happens sometimes that the salt may be a little bit more in the tarkari or in the curry, whatever it is. Now what happens? As though only we were fasting the whole day. Now iftar time, now we begin to complain. What you bought the whole salt factory. Emptied out the whole bag of salt. All we need to say, if you put less salt, the food would have been even more tasty. If you had added less salt to the food would have been even more tasty. In other words, you're praising the person, and at the same time, you're saying that a little bit less salt would have been made it even better. It is very important, Rasulullah said, Man samata naja. Whoever remains silent, he'll be successful. He'll gain salvation. The moment you speak, and if you did not realize what you spoke, then you would harm the next person. How often, Allah protect all of us. The man has an argument with his wife, and in that heat of argument, suddenly he blurts out, talaq, talaq, talaq. Now we'll go from one mufti to another mufti, and we'll go to Google, and we'll find one masala to suit our own whims and fancies, whereas talaq has taken place. And now this woman is no longer in your nikah. All because we did not control our zuban. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali's time, there was a woman, she was giving ghusl. How the woman give ghusl? So the person was dead, female, and so the ladies were giving ghusl. Whilst giving ghusl, this one lady happened to say, you see, this woman, she had an illicit relationship with a man. So she said she made zina. And it's very important. Those men giving ghusl, women giving ghusl, may Allah give them jazai khair. They're doing great, great, great work. Whilst we're sleeping at night, these people are making the sacrifice, going to the ghusl khana, and they're giving ghusl. Allah Ta'ala accept their efforts. However, it is very important. That is why the best and the appropriate is the family members. They should be giving the ghusl. Nonetheless, this one woman said that, you know, this woman, she made zina. As she said that, her hand got stuck to the body. And she tried desperately to remove her hand, but in vain. And people tried to pull her out, they couldn't do it. Now the family members outside are waiting, we want to bury our daughter, what's happening? But this woman, the one who's giving ghusl, her hand became stuck to the body. So they asked the fatwas, some ulama said, well, if we cut her hand. Her family said, no, we can't do this. Somebody then said, okay, then cut a piece of flesh of the deceased, the mayyat's body. Her family said, no, we cannot do this. How can we disfigure our daughter's body? What do they do? Imam Malik Rahmatullahi was in the nearby town and the news reached him. So he came there and behind the parda he asked woman, tell me, did you speak ill of this woman while giving ghusl? She said, well, I only just said that she had an illicit relationship. He said, have you got four witnesses who saw her committing zina? She says, no. So how can you accuse her? He said, I saw her coming out of one man's house one day. And then I thought she made zina. Imam Malik Rahmatullahi said, well, then you have slandered her. And the punishment for this is 80 lashes. So only after they gave her 80 lashes, then her hand become released from the body. Now may Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. We don't think. We hurt so many people. Jarhul kalam ashaddu min jarhi siham. In Arabic he said that the wound, the injury caused by speech is worse than the injury caused by the spear. You throw, shoot a spear, an arrow, and you injure the person. Worse than that is the words that you said against a person and you have hurt that person. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Let us practice. Refrain from ghibah. Carrying tales, lying, swearing, using vulgar language. It is a time of sukut, silence. And then we will enjoy our roza, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.